Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:39, time once again to police the restaurant scene. Here with reviews and news is Lieutenant David Haynes from the Chicago Police Department. Good morning, Lieutenant. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing fine. Although I have sunburn on the top of my head because I got out to play golf for the first time yesterday, and I didn't wear a hat, which, you know, when you're bald, I learned that every year.
It was
at the beginning of the year.
It was a little chilly, wasn't it?
It was. I still got sunburn, though.
Well, as we point out here, if you want to know about good food and places to get it, you got to talk to the police, because you maintain that even though the firemen have the reputation for being great cooks, you guys know where to go for the good food and the good value, correct?
Right. Yeah. Firemen, although if you have an inn, go to a firehouse and they give you some good dinner there. But you got to have clout to get into the firehouse. So
you're right. Now I know you found a spot that is a cafeteria style restaurant. We were talking about Manny's. Everybody knows about Manny's, but I don't think people know about MacArthur's. That's the place that you discovered.
I mean, it's not discovered. I used to work in the 15th District, and MacArthur's is at 5412 West Madison, and I used to go there when I worked in 15. And it's interesting that you were talking about Manny's, because that's actually the reason I thought about it. I was on the west side, and I was just wondering if they were open, if these cafeteria-style restaurants were open during the pandemic. And MacArthur's is actually a very famous place. It's you know, you can go in there. If you look at their website, you see all the pictures of all the politicians, especially the African American community. They go out there, and it's a famous place in the neighborhood and on the west side of Chicago. And they are still open, and they said when I call over there that it's basically the same thing as Manny's, where you can you come in, you go through the cafeteria line, and they package everything to go. But they have really old school soul food. You know, they have chicken and both kind of fried chicken and smothered chicken, which is a southern thing. I think it's great with chicken with gravy and stuff, just like Mom used to make.
Yeah, you know, and what? I've not heard of MacArthur's. 5412 West Madison. Have to check that out.
Right. Yeah, they're great. They're really a Chicago icon in the African American community, and I have always liked MacArthur's. I thought they were great food, they had great meatloaf, and I'm telling you, the best banana pudding. They have the best banana pudding I've had since I got out of the Marine Corps 30 years ago, because we used to have southern cooks that used to make banana pudding the old-fashioned way, and you can't find it here. Every once in a while, I make it for my kids. And
I'm looking at your notes here, Lieutenant, and one of my favorite things, and it's hard to find sometimes, catfish. They have catfish, huh?
Yeah, they have catfish, and this is the kind of stuff they have every day. So they might have a special or two. Although looking at their website, I think because of the pandemic, the menu is pretty much the same every day. Usually they have a couple different things every day, like Manny's does. But right now it seems like they have the same, the chicken, the meatloaf, and the catfish. And yeah, very good catfish.
Have to try that out. By the way, I don't know how you feel about this, but I was looking at a survey about tipping, and things are a little bit different now. And one survey was done, I think, by the Tribune, and this was interesting. And keep in mind that basically people who can afford to are tipping more than usual now, but they were just sort of surveying people, finding out what they tip. For example, grocery delivery, 20% is a good tip. For restaurant delivery, 15% to 20%. A local Grubhub driver who responded to the Trib's survey said she typically gets tips of 20% or more. And then tipping for carryout, it can get confusing. But, and again, bear in mind that these figures are what generous givers are saying in a public forum. This was, I think, a Facebook poll, so the average is likely to be lower. But people are tipping between 10 and 20% now for carryout. And then if you're doing curbside and then somebody's bringing you the food, you know, you got to give them, some extra money, right?
Well, yeah, you know what, and I'm not a real big tipper. My wife forces me to tip people a lot, but prior to this, I would never tip. And I don't know if this is bad, so I'll make myself look bad. I would never tip for carryout stuff. I tipped servers, and I always thought that was fair. But but because of the pandemic, I've started tipping a lot more. And plus, I feel like I'm. Because I'm working every day, I'm a little bit more generous because I feel like I'm in a better situation than I used to be.
Yeah, but absolutely. Your wife probably knows this, so you should be tipping for carryout because somebody, even if you're not eating in the restaurant, somebody's preparing that food and working to package it for you.
Yeah. You know what would be nice to know if a lot of these restaurants, because my son being in the restaurant business, it would be nice to know if the restaurants, I bet you, people would tip more if they thought that they were going to the cooks and the people in the back that are actually doing it. You know, you think of the tips as going just towards the server and the busboys, which is used to be pretty correct. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if they're giving these tips and spreading it out among the rest of the employees. I'd like to know that from the restaurant people because I probably would tip more if I knew that.
We'll hear and pass that information along. It's our Friday visit with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department with restaurant reviews and food news. Lieutenant, before we go on here, you better mention your daughter.
Oh, yeah. Today's my daughter, Michelle Haynes' 14th birthday, and I appreciate you letting me say happy birthday to her because, you know, you are number one in with the young teenage girls. So it's,
yeah, kids love me.
So, yeah, it's her 14th birthday. We're having a very muted birthday party like everybody else these days.
You're doing one of those drive-bys where you put the word out and then people come by the house and start beeping their horn and you have a sign out front?
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah, that's what we're doing. So that's I'm hoping people will drive by. So,
right.
You know, I before we went to the break, we mentioned tipping. I just wanted to make sure everybody understands you do not have to tip the police officers when they show up at your house for whatever reason. So, you know, it's good to know that. Keep that in mind. Save the tip money for the restaurants.
Yeah, exactly. We're paying your salary in another way. By the way, we did get a message that cooks make more than the servers, for what it's worth. So that's good to know. Let's talk about, this is a sandwich shop that you want to review today, right?
Yeah, last week we ate healthy, and that lasted last week. Now it's back to eating Italian submarine sandwiches. So I went to Bari Sandwich Shop at 1120 West Grand, which is another, they've been around since 1973. It's one of those, we've talked about it a million times. It's an Italian grocery store that makes the sandwiches in the back, and they make the, you know, the great Italian sandwiches with all the fixings and the oil and vinegar and the fresh baked bread that you just, they're just fantastic. And
I was in there once, it's been a year or two ago. Fantastic. I mean, you really felt like you were in a great neighborhood ma and pa sandwich shop.
Right, yeah, this is a great neighborhood. There's a bunch of little places around there. This was recommended by Ray Horan of the 18th District. Wanted to make sure I mentioned Ray. And it's, you can order online. They prefer, now, I think a lot of these places when you go get ready, you know, get on your smartphone, go to their website, you can order everything you want and lay it out and pay online. So you just walk in and pick up your bag and walk out. But you do have to walk to the back, which means you have to walk past all the groceries and the great Italian, like, they make their own jardiniere, and you can pick up a jar, and then you have to pay for that at the front. So you have to end up paying twice. But
it's worth it. You know what? That's one of the I worry about places like Barry Sandwich Shop getting through this pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really I'm worrying about the way our restaurants. I kind of was a little disheartened when I saw the governor's plan that they don't want the restaurants to open up till the end of June, and I'm just wondering how some of these people can survive. And the only way they will is if everybody really starts to kind of not starts, but keeps trying to get out there and get stuff to go and pick them up. Otherwise, a lot of these young or small mom and pop places are just not going to make it.
Yeah, and you know what? Even with that business, the restaurant people will tell you that maybe makes up 20 or 30% of what they would usually get. The president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, Sam Toya, said that if we go till the end of June, it could be 45% or more of restaurants that never reopen. And, of course, restaurants are the soul of every neighborhood in Chicago. But it's a difficult issue because we got to stay healthy and we got to get over this thing.
Right. But you know what? One way to look at it is, we're locked down, we're staying at home, but if you can figure out a way to get out 2-3 times a week and say, it makes you feel better to go get dinner out. So maybe you have to bring it back and eat still eat at your house, but you're still eating dinner out and it'll help at least a little bit. So that,
right.
I've been trying to get I try to get my wife to make sure we go out a couple times a week. So it makes it easier in cooking too. But.
Yep. Me too. All right. Barry Sandwich Shop, 1120 West Grand, great Italian grocery store with great sandwiches. And now let's move on to some restaurant news. Happy to hear about a couple of places opening again in limited fashion. I know Hub 51 is back in business. And, this is good for Mother's Day. Right before the virus hit, there was a big opening, and everybody was talking about RPM Seafood. Well, they're back now, just in time for Mother's Day. They've got a couple of carryout menus and a 3 or 4 course menu that serves 2 guests. It includes their signature dishes and dessert from RPM Seafood. So, and I know you've got some information about it's an opening, isn't it?
Well, yeah, so One-Off Hospitality is reopening some of their restaurants that have been closed since the beginning of the pandemic, like Public and Quality Meats, which I love Public and Quality Meats, and they're opening up for takeout. Big Star in both of their locations, and the Violet Hour, which it would be interesting. I don't really know exactly how Violet Hour is going to open up, but they're opening up for takeout stuff. And I know Public and Quality Meats is at 825 Fulton. Mm-hmm. And I didn't write down the address of the other ones, but there's quite a few of the high end restaurants now are at least opening for takeout to try to get some business going to, pay their bills through this.
Mm-hmm.
We talked yesterday
with our Block Club Chicago friends about Hillary's Cookies. They're doing porch deliveries, aren't they?
Yeah, Hillary's Cookies, they're one of the farmers marketplaces, I mean, that's one of the things I really miss about the spring is getting up on Saturday, Sunday mornings and going, especially to the Logan Square farmers market. We go at least once a month in the summertime, and that a lot of these places that go to the farmers markets are losing like all of their business. Hillary's Cookies is one. They make almost like I think they said 70% of their business from these farmers markets where they make the cookies. So now they'll bring them right to your house and leave them on your porch, or you can go pick them up at their bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's some Mother's Day packages out there that you can get at the last minute too, right?
Right. Yeah. Eater Chicago, one of my favorite sites, has every holiday or whatever they put out lists of places to go. And in the pandemic, they're putting out places where you can get good dinners, takeout for Mother's Day. One of them is Lizzie's Cafe. I always try to give like one on the north side, one down in the downtown, and one on the south side. And Lizzie J Cafe at 2205 West Montrose does a Mother's Day package. Boca, the one of the great Chicago restaurants at 1729 North Halstead, they also do one. And the Duck Inn, 2701 South Eleanor. I missed the Duck Inn. But they all do Mother's Day packages. And if you go to Eat in Chicago, you can see a whole list of others. There's a whole bunch of them that are doing it.
Got it. And before we get to the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, I want you to get your thank yous in, Lieutenant.
Yeah, I called Commander Chung in the 12th District because that's where Barry's is, and they've gotten food sent to them from Viaggio Chicago, which we talked about a few weeks ago at 1330 West Madison. And they also wanted to name the Dynamic Restaurant Group, which has places like Bodega and Bandit and Barrio. They sent over food to the 12th District, and they also Little Italy Neighbor Chicago Neighborhood Association and Greektown Neighborhood Association also sent food over. So, Commander Chung wanted to thank those people.
Well, and we thank them as well for helping Chicago's finest.
And when you talk to Mike Love later, if you want to give him my number and have him call my daughter and wish her happy birthday, that'd be really nice.
She's a Beach Boys. A 14-year-old Beach Boys fan. I got to love that. All right.
Well, I'm the fan, not her.
Lieutenant David Haynes, and you're hard at work in Jefferson Park all night. I got to hook up with you and get to Superdog soon, Lieutenant.
Yeah, Superdog is still open. Let's go.
Have a good weekend.
All right, talk to you.
Take care.
Hey, let's be careful on it.